Y'all know we back, right? Let's get it popping.
It's the Vinnie Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Vinnie Randall Show. I'm your host, Vinnie Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Vinnie Randall Show.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another wonderful show of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And you know how we do it, right? I want to thank you for allowing me into your heart and your homes, like always. If you want to learn more about me, you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Today is powered by Bashani Magazine. Every once a month, we highlight extraordinary entrepreneurs who are changing their lives and changing the lives of others. And just like always, you can listen to all these shows at BashaniRadio.com, baby. Our extraordinary entrepreneur today is Sherry Amore, named after the classic Stevie Wonder song, My Sherry Amore. Some would say Sherry Amore Davis was destined to be a star. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, also known as Motown, Sherry has always been a natural entertainer, expressing herself in any creative way possible. She quickly learned her passion lied in the arts, acting, directing, singing, rapping, dancing, modeling, podcasting, radio, comedy, to name a few of her talents. That was only a few. All right. This young woman is truly a freight train of talent. She has done stage, film, TV, radio, voiceovers, etc. You name it, she doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. Oh my goodness. If this is the first time you've seen this rising megastar, y'all heard that? Megastar. This definitely won't be the last. Please join us in welcoming Miss Sherry Amore. My Sherry Amore. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Wow, you got so many talents like that. You make me feel like when I grow up, I want to be like you.
I say that all the time. I say that to other people.
Wow. All right, first of all, how did you come up with this name, Sherry Amore?
So that is actually my birth name. And it's a very interesting story. My father, he's actually a veteran. He was in the Army, and we moved around a lot, actually, before I was born and then when I was a baby as well. But, yeah, I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and when I was, you know, being born, my mother, she was in the hospital with my aunt, because my father, he was actually in Korea at the time, and my aunt spoke with him over the phone, and, you know, they decided that was going to be my name. My dad told her for sure that was it. That was the name, Sherry Amore. And the rest is so to speak, history or the future to come. But yeah, here I am.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. And first and foremost, thank you, your father for his service to our country. That's absolutely powerful. I mean that's really is interesting. So let's talk about you a little bit. How did you got so many talents? I didn't even know where to really start at. But let's start with your passion. What is actually your passion?
So I love to entertain people. I feel that entertainment is medicine. You know, you could be in a certain mood, and whether it's music or your favorite show or whatever it is, you know, that really entertains you, that you like to kind of to drift or escape from, you know, the bad things that are happening or the negative things that may be occurring in your life. I feel like entertainment is so powerful for that. You know, it can even help you. You can watch something sad and help you to release. You may cry, and it can help you to release some emotions that you may not have even known that you had, you know? So I just feel like entertainment is so powerful. And I, for one, I kind of lean more towards the comedic side of things, or more motivational, if you will, or uplifting things, because that's just who I am in my everyday. But I dive into all sorts of genres, and whether it's music or, you know, acting or anything in the arts, period.
That's a very, very powerful. Now, you know, acting is a very, very powerful medium, and it's a very it's a very competitive medium. If someone was to ask you and say, what makes you different from all the other powerful and wonderful actors and actresses out there, what would be your response?
So that's a wonderful question, but I don't feel that it's very competitive. And I tell you why. Just because when you're in the acting world, there's room for all of us. You know what I mean? Someone may be looking for a certain look, and then that person may have the look, but they may not have the personality that they're looking for. You know, it's all, we're all mixed up and all different and unique in our own ways. And I think that's the beauty of acting and, you know, even music, because we all have a certain sound or a certain look about us, you know, a certain feeling, a certain energy that we carry. And I feel like that alone is its own uniqueness, to where it'll set me aside from many different people and have, you know, I feel very powerful. So when I walk into a room, it's only natural that I empower others.
That's very, very powerful. So the reason, I guess, maybe the word competitive, I guess what I said like that, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of actors, but very few actually get to the point where they can make a living. And the difference seems to be that what makes them stand out, what's their special you know what I mean? Like, you know,
right.
Denzel Washington has that special, you know what I mean? I can go on and on with a lot of different actors. I guess the point, what I'm saying here is that being able to bring a character to life requires not only self-knowledge of that character, but self-knowledge of yourself, being able to interpret the feelings and the emotions and the ideologies of another individual just for that moment in time, so that that audience can get lost in that character. What got you 100%. To the point? What got you to the point to believe that you are capable of that? And have you always had that gift?
So I'm actually glad that your last words were, have you always had that gift? Because I honestly, truly believe that it is a gift. The gift that I'm referring to is not even acting, so to speak. Like you said, there's certain things that you have to pull from when you are, you know, bringing a character to life. And I have been blessed, and I thank God for it, but I'm a very empathetic person. And it makes me unique, because a lot of people do not carry empathy, unfortunately. And I am able to, and this may sound a little silly, but I'm able to look at a person on the street or even a pop bottle on the ground. You know what I'm saying? I know that's two totally different extremes, but I can do that and think to myself, how does this person or how does this object even feel or put myself in that position and really try to embody it and try to pull in what that person or that thing is feeling at that time. Or, you know, not to say, I know it sounds silly to say about feeling something, but you know what I mean? As far as if I have to act like a bottle, what does that entail?
No, I totally agree. That's definitely not silly to me, because I believe we interpret, you know, who we are, and we interpret things around us, and that requires a special gift to be like that. Because me being, mm-hmm. you know, coming from the music world, it's like, you know, I never took classes, you know, to play the piano and the keyboard or whatever, but, you know, mm-hmm. I can play by ear. I can't read the note, but I can play the notes. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I can totally understand that connection, what you're saying to my audience. The point I guess I'm trying to get across is that, you know, we all have gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't use their gifts to the fullest. What is your advice mm-hmm. for that person that might be sitting on the fence right now, refusing to use their gift simply because of how they feel about themselves and how they feel others may feel about their gift?
Honestly, why not? I feel like that is the most selfish thing a person could do, is to keep their gift from the world. God, and I don't know, you know, everyone's religious beliefs, but I am a very spiritual believing God, and I feel that when he created us, that, or she created us, that we were made with a certain gift that we are supposed to bring forth so that we can fulfill our purpose while we're here. And if we don't do that, we're doing an injustice not only to ourselves, but also to the world, because we are all here for a reason, and we don't contribute, you could be holding that one thing back that could be world changing. And I think that that's very selfish. We need you. We need you to give your 150% like the rest of us that are, and, you know, that aren't afraid. Take that leap and, you know, just do your part.
That's very, very powerful. I know exactly what you mean, because, you know, once you find out what that gift is, it is your duty, it is your responsibility to not only use that gift, but to share that gift in a way that can serve others. Here's my question to you, Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision of your legacy as it pertains to connecting to your gift?
So not only do I have a love for the arts, but I'm very passionate. I'm an activist as well. I'm very passionate about our youth and, you know, just education and things of that sort. So I not only would like to leave behind an entertainment legacy, but to take it a little bit further than that. I don't know if that, you know, will take me into my own acting school moving, you know, into the far future, or what that may entail, but I'm definitely going to work with the youth, whether it's a mentoring program. I mean, currently I'm working in a recreation center, you know, with our Parks and Recreation Department in Detroit, Michigan. So, I mean, I really feel a deep sense of a need to work with the community, you know, and just to stay closely tied to the community, whether, you know, of course I plan to give back whenever I get to the level where I'm able to, but just do my part as I move up and elevate into those different levels until I get to that point. So hopefully, you know, I can create a legacy where my name will, you know, maybe have something to leave behind, whether it's statues or, you know, something in the history books to where it actually means something, you know, or even from movies, you know, visual history and that legacy and just different aspects. I just want to do my full potential while I'm here. So whatever that entails, I want to make sure that I impact as many people in a positive manner as possible while I'm here.
Very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, broadcasting live from New York City, baby. And we'll be right back with more from Sheree Amore right here on The Benny Randall Show. Y'all better ask somebody.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily that of Verkay Radio, our affiliates, advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are that of the hosts and their guests. Enjoy the show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. the number one voice in America, a.k.a. the sexiest voice in America. You better ask somebody. And if they don't know, you better ask their cousin.
Because somebody know.
Somebody know, girl. Somebody know. We're speaking to the multi-talented Sherry Moore. If you've missed any part of this, just make sure you rewind, because you can listen to this 24/7, 7 days a week, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, worldwide. Y'all know how we do up in here, right? Sherry, so we're going to move on a little bit farther. What are some of the things you're working on at this present moment as it pertains to your creative talents?
So I have a lot of different projects that I've started as far as scripts I'm writing. So I'm trying to get into creating my own productions because I do have a little bit of experience behind the scenes as well. So, you know, just trying to get those things in order and finish those scripts first and foremost so that I can begin casting and all of those exciting things. But yeah, so that's some things that you have that you guys can look forward to. I also have a play that I am going to be in on September 28th at the Charles H. Wright Museum. That's in Detroit, Michigan. It's our African-American museum, and it's a play about bullying. It's called The Rhythm of the Voice. And right now we have tickets for sale, early bird tickets for $16. You can contact me via social media for that if you're interested. It's going to be really cool. It's an awesome play. Again, it's an anti-bullying play, but it's a little bit deeper than that. You definitely want to come out if you're available. And then outside of that, I have a movie that I just wrapped up this past spring, and it's called First Lady 2. Shout out to Dennis Reed. He wrote and directed the movie. I had a lot of fabulous cast members, KDZ and Damaris. And I don't know if you guys saw the first one, but The Real Hoops is in it from, what is it, Flavor of Love. She's on that show. But she's a Detroit native as well.
Flavor Flav.
Yep. Yep. And one of New York's Jim Jones. He's First Lady 1, which you can find on Amazon Prime and Tubi as well. Yeah, so you guys want to make sure you check that out before 2 comes out so you know what to expect, you know?
You said that's Amazon Prime, and where else? What was the other place? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. I don't know what happened. We lost you. You was about to say Amazon Prime and what? I'm sorry?
Yep, and Tubi.
Tubi, what is that? Is that a social media?
No, it's actually, it's like online TV. It's a T-U-B-I is the spelling of it.
Okay, T-U-B-I. All right, and the name of the movie is what again?
Yep, First Lady 1. So that's the first one. And then you stay tuned, October, we're going to have First Lady 2. And then that way, you know, everything will make sense. If you watch one, once 2 comes out in October, you'll be ready.
Okay, cool.
But we have some exciting stuff going on.
Tell us a little bit about the character you play in the movie.
So the character I'm playing in the movie, she's not really a good girl, so to speak, but she has a lot more sense. And I don't want to give too much away, but she's involved in some of the drama. And you get to see a different side of her.
All right. How do you spell, is that First Lady O-N-E? Is it the number one?
Yep, I think the first one is just First Lady. There's no number, but when 2 comes out, it'll be First Lady 2.
Okay, I got you. Just First Lady. Okay, who you say the director is?
Yep, the first. Yep, so it's just First Lady.
No. I say who did you say the director was?
Oh, Dennis Reed. I'm sorry, Dennis Reed, the second. Yep.
Okay, Dennis Reed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you look that up. You can Google that up, First Lady. And Dennis Reed, and that should bring you something up about that movie. Oh, wow, that's awesome, awesome.
Yep, I also have another movie that you can watch also on Amazon Prime and Tubi as well. It's called I Am My Sister's Keeper.
Okay.
And that one is currently on Amazon Prime, and you can stream that now.
Are you working for Amazon?
I'm sorry.
Are you working for Amazon?
No, I would.
All her movies on Amazon Prime, lady. Y'all got to get Prime Video. That's basically what she tried to tell you. Everything is on Amazon Prime, you know. So if you ain't got, if you only got Netflix, you ain't gonna catch it. So no, I'm just teasing with you.
Not yet. Not until I get a Netflix deal. Then you'll be able to view me on Netflix.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. I see the thing here says, wow, we're taking this interview. I was Googling. I'll be Googling everything.
Shout out to Shantae DeLon. She's the writer of I Am My Sister's Keeper. And she's a phenomenal actress as well. But she does production work, you know, behind the scenes and in front of the camera also. So she's awesome.
Okay, it says First Lady 2, Maria's Revenge. That's it right there?
Yep, First Lady 2, Maria's Revenge.
Maria takes revenge on the man that stole her heart and her man's life. In a chase meeting, Maria met Patrick and thought he was everything she wanted in a man, only to find out that you got to watch the movie to find out what happened.
Ooh, doesn't that just leave you on the edge of your seat?
I'm just being silly here. She wanted a man to only do to find out a thing. Patrick took her heart, so she took his world and crushed it. Watch it as a roller coaster ride to see who will take the streets back and the price they will have to pay for them. All right. Dennis Reed, too. All right, we're going to check that out. We're going to find somebody who got Amazon Prime, and we're going to make this happen, all right?
Stop playing. Yeah.
All right. In the interest of full disclosure, I got to meet the young lady we were speaking to when I was in Detroit doing an event, and she also is part of a podcasting show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I do a podcast. So I am the co-host, and of course I'm using my name, Sharia Moore, and the show is called The Barry White Jesus Show. It's called The Barry White Jesus Show. If you see the host of the show, the gentleman that I work with, he looks like the white version of Jesus, and you can't see me doing air quotes right now, but I'm doing them, and basically he has a very deep voice like Barry White, but for, you know, obvious purpose reasons, we have to change it so it's spelled berry like the fruit. So we're taking it from the root to the fruit, okay? It's B-E-R-R-Y, Barry White Jesus Show. Yep, check us out, and you can check us out on SoundCloud and YouTube for that show.
Very, very powerful. It's a very powerful show, and ladies and gentlemen, his voice is almost as sexy as mine's, okay? It's almost as sexy as mine. I'm just saying that just because I know you're going to hear this, so... It's almost, but he's going to get there one day, though.
Yeah, you both, oh, my goodness. When we did the show, two voices that were like butter. You can't, it was an experience, let me tell you.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Glad I was able to be on that show over there in Detroit. All right, so do you got it? You seem to have a very interesting life. So let me ask you this, Sherry. Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing you ever went through, but that it taught you the most?
Oh, man. So without getting into too much detail, because I'm an entertainer, so I'm going to definitely write a book and do a movie and all of that wonderful stuff later on down the line. But to give you guys a little bit of information, I was in an abusive relationship before. And that's quite interesting because I was always the woman that would say, oh, that is, she's just stupid. Like, just to be totally frank, oh, that is just stupid. Why would she, oh, who would ever, I would never. But never say never, because you don't realize you're in a situation until you're in it. And so that taught me a lot. And I'm thankful for it. And I'm thankful that I was strong enough to realize what it was. And you just wake up one day and say, oh, this is what this is. And when you are strong enough and you realize what it is, you have to then take the necessary steps to remove yourself from the situation so that it doesn't continue. Because that's the definition of insanity, right? You know, first you want something to change, but you keep continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again. So, yeah, that was a very difficult situation that I went through that you guys will find out more details later. But yeah, that was an experience.
That's very powerful. I think it's important for people to hear those stories because, you know, you never know. Because, see, here's the beautiful thing about your story. You made it out. There's a lot of people, Sherry, who didn't make it out. And that's why your story is so important. And I'm glad that you're going to choose to share it. My sister was one of those people who didn't make it out.
And you know what, Benny? I don't shame them for it. Uh-huh. I don't shame them for it.
Right.
Because that's hard. That's a really tough situation.
Absolutely. She didn't make it out. She was murdered by her husband at age 25. Simply because she wanted a divorce. And so that's why I say, and she thought that, you know, he would never really go that far. And then, you know, he shot her in cold blood in front of my parents' house. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say you were one of the lucky ones. You were able to make it out. So it's people that still have a story to tell, you know, that can inspire others. Because ain't nothing like going through it. That makes the difference, because anybody can tell you, you know, about what to do on any subject, but unless you've actually went through it, then there's a connection. So if I was to ask you this, why do so many women stay in it for so long?
You know what? We love hard, and I can only speak for myself. So I'm not going to sit here and say this is every situation. However,
right.
We love extremely hard. And a lot of times we see potential in a person that they may not necessarily see in themselves. And so we stick around in that hope, that little bit of hope, that glimmer of hope, because we can see so much better in that person that we think that they're going to change. And it doesn't happen. Or if it does, they may change for someone else. You know, I'm not going to say that people never change, and they may be a different person for someone else. However, that's very rare. Those are rare cases. And I can't stress this enough, you cannot stick around and bank on someone changing. Now, if you leave and later down the line something happens where it's a miracle because they do have, you know, then, hey, I am the last person to judge anyone's situation. However, don't wait. Leave. If you're in a situation where you are not safe, you need to remove yourself, especially if children are involved. That's extreme. But definitely, I mean, even for your sake alone, you know, it's literally life or death.
Yeah, definitely very powerful. And that's what happened too, because she left for like a 12-month-old child that we ended up raising, you know. So I think is very, very powerful when women that have been through that and still around to be able to share that story, share that experience, and show them that this is the right way. If there's somebody listening right now, what can they do to get help, Sherry? If somebody's listening right now, they're in that situation, what should be their first step to do to get help?
So honestly, Benny, there's really nothing that can be done. They
Sherry, I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I'm not sure what's happening. Can you repeat
that?
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, right. I'm not sure if you're moving or whatever, but yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. It must be in a bad area. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, if there's honestly, and this is more geared towards, you know, loved ones, there's nothing you can do until that woman has decided that she's had enough. Because a lot of times, you know, one person's threshold of that is it is not the next person's. And so you honestly have to wait until that person reaches that breaking point. You can constantly, I definitely be there for them. You know, don't shun them. You know, let them know, constantly pour love into them. But as a person that is in an abusive situation, you have to take a step back and really think about your value. You know, what do you mean to yourself? What is your life worth? Mm-hmm. And when you answer those questions and really look at yourself and self-examine, you know that you don't deserve what is occurring. No one deserves to get beat on. So, or, you know, or for anyone to put their hands on. And that goes for women, too, because there are men in abusive relationships, you know, and that's not healthy either. And a lot of times what's happening, and you don't even realize it, some of these men are in abusive relationships and these women are putting their hands on them. And so in return, they may snap and put their hands on this woman, and then it becomes learned behavior. So then they carry it into the next relationship and they're being abusive. And sometimes they don't even realize it. It's sickness is what it is. So every person has to really, you know, sit and reflect and think, you know, when have I had enough? When will it ever be enough? And will it cost you your life? You have to, there has to be a point where you say enough is enough. But you're going to have to make that decision on your own. And when you are ready, call your family. If you don't have family, there are helplines that you can call, depending on what, you know, city that you're in or state that you're in. But you can Google. I mean, Google has different hotlines and different, you know, people that you can reach out to that are anonymous, and you can, you don't, they don't have to know where you are, your situation. You can totally speak freely and don't have to feel judged. And the most important thing is that it doesn't matter what you do or if you even did something bad to this person, you don't deserve what they're doing to you. And I think that's the most important thing to remember.
Very, very powerful. You know what I like the most about what you said? No one can do anything until that person has made up their mind that they've had enough.
Yep.
Because people don't realize that. I think that that's very powerful what you said. And honestly, that's what everything in life. I always tell people, like, you know, I've had the blessing of being able to coach millions of people around the world. And one thing I've noticed is that no change happens until they have made up their mind that they're ready to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens in the lives, no matter what they do or what industry they're in, you have to make that change. So that was very, very important what you said about they got to make the change and they got to be, I guess when you're tired of being tired, then you will make that change. And I think that's so important. And I'm so glad that you shared that. And I can't wait to see this book here, because I know this is going to be bananas. You know what I mean? It's going to be powerful just from the little tidbits you're sharing with us at this moment. You know.
And you know what, Benny? That just kind of drives back to what we were talking about earlier in the show. And I wouldn't say necessarily it's a gift, but I do feel that I was put on this earth. My name is not Sharia Moore by happenstance. I don't feel like anything is happenstance. And the people that are listening right now, you don't know me. I don't know you, but I love you. I really sincerely do. I don't wish any ill on anyone. And I honestly want us all to, you know, be on a positive page and want more out of life and just put everything that we possibly can into making this world a better place and really pouring into one another, because we are all connected. Whether we want to believe it or not, we are all connected. And if we do not look out for one another and pour into each other, and just like I'm able to share my stories and hopefully help someone, we are obligated to do that. I feel like I am obligated. The things that I have gone through, if I do not share that and be brave enough for that person that is going through it in silence, then, you know, what did I go through it for? For my own selfish freedom, so I could, you know, flourish from that experience, but not to share it with someone that could possibly benefit from that. You know what I mean? So if they don't have to go through it, or maybe not to the extent that I have, or maybe someone listening right now, it's just begun. The abuse has just begun, and now they're able to wake up and they realize the red flag. You know, that is, to me, rewarding all its own. So I thank you for letting me come on the show this evening.
Very, very powerful. That I love that. I love that. And that's what it's all about. It's about putting yourself out there so that people can realize that, you know, never think that you're the only one going through something. Okay. There's always some wise man once told me, they said that, you know, whatever you're going through, there's somebody around the corner that's going through something two times harder or three times harder.
Mm-hmm.
So you should always appreciate the moment where you're at, because it is in that moment. If you survive that moment is a teaching moment and a learning moment. You never fail. You simply learn. And it's in that learning and that experience that makes you valuable to the rest of the world, because it's in that experience that others can learn and be part of that growth process. Wow. Mm-hmm. I commend you with that. You know, I got to give you some hand claps for that one. You really, really broke it down. I love when a interview happens organically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And goes to that next level, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's push it forward a little bit. You know, you seem like the individual who should be in front of the camera most of the time. And I say that because, not because of who you are, your look, it's basically because your personality. If you had an opportunity to play your all-time favorite character, who would that be?
You know what? That is really difficult for me. I tell you why, because I do so many different things. People pop into my head. So I'll go with those two. And they're on two separate ends of the spectrum, but they were very influential to me. So the first person I'll have to say is Oprah. She popped into my head. I love Oprah because she connects with people. She's very impactful, especially for her to have been a talk show host. And when you say talk show host, it doesn't seem very heavy in the verbiage. However, a talk show host has a lot of power. I mean, if you look at what Oprah has done with the opportunity she had, and she reached so many people and touched so many souls on a personal, a TV screen, that is powerful. You know, that's it speaks volumes. I don't even have to say anything. I said Oprah, and I really didn't even have to say anything after that. But the second person that I would have to say is, and a lot of people may not remember, and it may have been a local thing, I'm not sure, but there is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Dress Up. And he was a childhood show that I watched, and he was very influential in the person that I am now and I do as far as the arts, because he sang songs. He was in front of the camera. He was different characters. He used puppets. He had, different characters that he would become. And so that just showed me a lot of diversity and, you know, that room to where I could really be and do whatever I wanted to. And that was powerful when you're a kid, you know, watching a show, and you don't think that it will really impact children as much as it does, but it really does. So please, matter of fact, I know this is kind of like a side note, but monitor the stuff that your children, if you have any children or young people in your life, that they're watching, because it is so powerful. You have to, I can't stress that enough. Entertainment is a lot more powerful than we want to give it credit for. So just to be mindful of that.
That's why anything that my kids watch or whatever, at some point I will sit down and just surprise them, and I will watch it too to see what they are watching, you know, because if you give them a heads up, they ain't going to show you what they really mm-hmm. watching, you know what I mean? But if you just pop
Yeah, because in, you, I don't know if you remember Momo.
No, I don't remember Momo. Who was Momo?
So Momo, it was a thing that was going on. I guess it was a crazy looking character with really, it was black and white. It was kind of like an emo looking character. Remind you of like The Ring or something, like a spooky type of looking character. And it would pop up and it was teaching kids to commit suicide, how to do it. And it was in the middle of children's videos. And it was just the most like, who would sit here and create this? This evil thing, you know what I mean? Like to
somebody who was evil, basically somebody.
You
who,
know, there's no other way to peg them, but absolutely. It was just really unbelievable. And so, yeah, you just got to be careful. And unfortunately, some kids did suffer or commit suicide or attempt suicide because of these videos, and that's what brought awareness to it. So. You know, a lot of times we do get a little too comfortable with the internet and we kind of just let our kids look things up and kind of explore, but it's really a worldwide web. You know, you have to care and see and hear all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we don't lose you because I keep hearing you going in and out sometimes, so I'm not sure if you're moving around or you're hitting dead spot somewhere, but I want to make sure we, you know, people be able to hear the entire interview in its entirety, you know. So I'm not sure if you're moving or, you know, because I know sometimes buildings have dead spots in it. So I want to make sure we're very clear.
Yeah, I think this is just a really bad area. Can you hear me okay? Okay, wonderful. But yeah, I'm glad that, I believe anyway that all the videos were found and taken down, but you know, just something like that is just, and again, using entertainment mm-hmm. for evil purposes. So you just got to be careful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No matter what, you know, what you're going through. So let me ask mm-hmm. you this. If you had to give advice to some of our listeners, if you had to give three success principles, what would they be?
Okay, so first one I would have to say would be unapologetically you. Be yourself and dance as if no one's watching, so to speak. You know, just be who you are wholeheartedly and don't worry about what the next person is thinking about you or anything else because you were created that way. And if they think that you're imperfect, then you're imperfectly perfect just the way you are. So that's the first thing. The second principle would be, I would have to say, to be fearless. You know, just do whatever you want to do because life is very short. I mean, it's moving. Time is moving whether we want it to or not. So, you know, take full advantage and just jump, leap, do whatever it is that you feel that you want to do. Because time isn't waiting for us, and we are not promised tomorrow. As we see, unfortunately, whether it's someone close to us that we've lost or, you know, just looking at social media, we see people constantly they're losing their lives at each age. Older age, I don't care how old you are. If there's something that you wanted to do that you've never done, do it. What are you waiting for? Do it.
The
third thing that I would have to say is, the third principle is do not dim your light for anyone. Better shine bright. Shine as bright as you possibly can and be your full potential. Do not dim your light because it makes someone else feel comfortable. I say that from experience because I did that for far too long. I should be in a different position that I'm in, I feel, right now, but I know that I wasn't ready. And so, you know, it's all about knowing yourself. And as long as you're doing whatever you're doing for you in time, you know, do what you're comfortable with on your time and don't, you know, don't dim your light for anyone. You shine as bright as you possibly can. And that would be my three principles.
Very, very powerful. I love that when you said don't dim your light, because a lot of people, I think, in living their life tend to dim their light because of what they think other people may think about what they are doing. You know, what I've always told people, be you, whatever that is, even if it seems a little extra with other people. But remember, it's only those people that are extraordinary that stand out and make a difference. If you care too much about what other people think, a lot of times you will end up holding yourself back because you're spending so much time trying to fit into the mold of what other people say you should be doing or you shouldn't be doing, or, oh, you shouldn't do that because nobody does that. And you know, one thing, Sherry, is this. How many times have people said that this or that can't be done until somebody does it? You know what I mean? So I think that's very, very important. Don't dim your light. And I hope if you're listening to this, you grab those nuggets right there, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming down to the last few minutes in this show. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. We'll be right back with the ending of speaking to Sherry Amore right here on The Benny Randall Show. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice they named it twice.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming down to the last few minutes. We've been speaking to Sherry Amore, the multi-talented young lady from Detroit, Michigan, and it's been an extraordinary interview. So on, and I hope that you've learned from some of these things that she's brought up in this conversation. And we're definitely gonna go out and check out that the film that you're in, you know, that you put it on. Everybody to go check it out. You know, even if you have to get Amazon Prime just for a minute, all right, just go check it out. All right, just for
a minute. Even before. Yeah, before First Lady 2 comes out, just going over to Amazon Prime and check out I Am My Sister's Keeper. That's right there waiting for you right now, you guys. If you don't have anything to do this evening and you're, you know, a night owl, go on over to Amazon Prime and check that out.
She said that's waiting for you right there. It's right there waiting for you. It's just like, come on over here. Come on over here. It was just sitting there waiting. Had a sign out and everything. Check it out. We're here. All right. So tell me what's next for Sherry Amore. Tell me what's on the quick radar. We know you have a long distance radar, but what's on the quick radar?
So I love fashion. So you may see some clothing pieces coming soon. I also am working on my website. It's under construction. And that's Sherry Amore.
Sherry, we totally, you totally dropping out. I'm not sure where the location you're at, but you might want to repeat what you just said. You said, it stopped at the point where you said, I have a thing for fashion, and then you kind of broken up. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So can you
Whoa, you're breaking up with a massive breakup right here.
How are we doing now?
We're right there. We can hear you now.
Okay, wonderful. So I have a love for fashion also, as most creatives do, and so you may see some clothing pieces coming soon. I also have my website that's under construction, which will be coming soon, and that is jadoresharriamore.com. And so that's J-A-D-O-R-E, Sheree, C-H-E-R-I, or A-M-R.
All right.
Follow me on Instagram.
Okay, yeah, I was just about sure. to ask you that. If people want to follow you right now, hopefully we can get this in before you break up even more. Where would they follow you at on IG?
So on Instagram, I'm Even Hater the Door. And then you can also follow me on Facebook, and that's Sheria Moore, C-H-E-R-I-A-M-O-R.
Mm, very powerful. And Sheria, I just want to thank you for coming on the Benny Randall Show, where we believe it's your business to know, powered by Bashani Magazine, where we highlight entrepreneurs who are making a difference in their world and the world they live in. So if you can change one thing in this world, what would it be?
The violence. I'm tired of all the hate and violence. You know, if we could just spread more kindness and more love and compassion, that is what I would change the most. I think that would solve most of our problems, because majority of our problems exist because we do not express enough kindness and compassion to one another.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. And if you was president, what would be your first thing you'd do when you took office?
Oh, man, if I was president, the first thing I would do, probably reverse a lot of implemented, to be totally frank. But, of course, like I said, I'm a lover. I mean, I'm not going to say that enough. So, of course, I want peace, uh-huh. You know, more than anything. So that's the first thing that I will probably work on, is peace, and also education. I'm really big on education for our youth. So I will work on some sort of education initiative where college does not kick us so hard. You know, after we've gone to school, we have all of these bills and student loans that we have to pay back. And I think that's really unfair. We're trying to make, you know, a better future for ourselves, to have a big bill like that takes you years, you know, before you're even into your career fully to pay off, and people suffer from that. So that's something that I would like to see change as well.
Mm, very, very powerful. All right. And your final words?
So if you ever tune into my show, or if you do choose to tune into the Barry White Jesus show with yours truly, Sheria Moore, then you'll know that I always spread the word of kindness. I cannot stress it enough. I mean, I can't. Not a day goes by where I don't do something kind for a stranger. I don't care if it's smiling at them, asking them how they're doing, and really waiting for a response, and actually caring. You know, things like that mean so much, and it'll throw a person off guard. You know, if you'll catch them totally by surprise, because people don't do it enough. We really need to check in with one another. So please, I don't care who it is. It can be a perfect stranger, a family member. Do something kind every single day for someone, because it may make a difference in that person's life. That person may be going through something super tough, and they may be thinking about taking their own life. And that kind gesture that you did that day may change their world. So you may think it's something small, but it may speak volumes to them. So please, spread a little love, spread a little kindness. We can never have too much of that. Peace and love, everybody.
Very, very powerful. Sherry Moore, thank you for joining us on the Benny Randall Show and Bashani Magazine. And we really enjoyed you sharing your truth with us, and that's what's important. I think you shared your truth with us, and we appreciate that.
I am so honored to have been on the show. Thank you so much for having me, Benny.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, what did you learn from this? I hope you learned that I think the most powerful thing I learned, what she said. She said, don't dim your light. You know, how many times have many of you dimmed your light? How many times have many of you stopped doing something because what other people may think about you? How many times have many of you stopped, didn't even get started because you didn't know where to start it because you was afraid? Well, if you did it this way, you did it that way, maybe a family member will take it a certain way. Maybe a cousin, an aunt, friends, family, they're going to say, why are you doing that? It's, no, we don't operate like that. You know, a lot of times we're put into families to stand out. You know what I mean? We're put into families to break that change, and we're put into families to be a change in many, many people's lives. And I think a lot of people allow their light to be dim strictly based on the opinions of others. I think Sherry Amora, she let us know that she's not going to dim her light, so why should you dim yours? Does that make sense? I hope it does. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. Like always, you can reach out to me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. You are listening to the hottest show in the world right here on BashaniRadio.com. Until next time, I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. Yo, DJ, where my theme music?
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.